This morning, I want to share with you the last things on my mind for our time together on Sunday about the kingdom of God and seeking first the kingdom. And I'm going to look at this verse. That's the last verse in the gospel reading today. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Excuse me. Okay. My first year at St. Mary's, which is in Pennsylvania, which was 1981, which is a while back there, but this still, I still remember this. We were going along and there was some conflict, which I don't remember what the subject of the conflict was. However, you know, in any church, you could say the same thing. At such and such year, there's some conflict. I might not even remember what it was about, but there was. And there it was. And of course, I was, you know, just a couple of years ordained. This is the first church where I was the priest who was the leader, not the assistant. And I just didn't know what to do. And I had some prayer time. I went into the church and was praying about it. And this verse came to my mind, Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. And the part of the verse that really stuck with me was, commit to the Lord whatever you do. And I think what happened to me at that time was something happened in my spirit, and I was tempted to go with my soul. But because of what that verse did within me, what God did within me about that, I was able to go with my spirit. So what I'm going to do this morning is go over with you the difference between our spirit and our soul. And I do hold to the view of humanity that is, we are body, soul, and spirit. Some people think we're just body and soul, and that's okay. Maybe they're right. But I'm just going to tell you this morning what's been very helpful to me over the years, and I think it might be helpful to you. And one of the things that it is most helpful about is how to seek first the kingdom of God. See, in this conflict, what I could have done was made up my plans, done what I wanted to do, going back to all my seminary notes, which were, I still have them all, by the way, but you know, they were right there, and I would have known where to look, or come up with something, or talk to some friends and come up with a plan, or whatever it might have been, and come up with that and stuck with it and tried to out-argue everyone and do what is will, or pull rank, any of that stuff. And I'm going to demonstrate how that's our soul. But instead, the Spirit of God did something in my spirit to increase my communion with God, even though there was a conflict going on. And it's out of that communion with God that my character developed. And because my character developed even just a little bit at that point, I was able to move through that conflict without a lot of emotional bloodletting and all kinds of things that can happen even in the church, as you know. So I want to share with you how that works, because it applies to all of us. And what Jesus asks us to do is to live in a way that we are led by our spirit instead of by our soul. Okay, everybody okay? Great. All right. In our spirit, we have our communion with God and our conscience and our wisdom. In our soul, we have our emotions, our intellect, and our will. Okay, I'm going to give you a handout before you leave today that has all this on it, which I want to encourage you to keep and refer to. Don't give it back to me, because I'm not going to take it back. I want you to have it so that you'll see what's going on. Because when you are led by your spirit, you are led by your communion with God, a conscience that is on fire from the Spirit of God, and wisdom, which is how the Spirit of God enables you to apply the knowledge that you have. And our soul, what's going on is that we usually take charge. And we normally think that that's okay. Now, I don't want you to get the idea that the things in our soul are evil, are bad. They're not. That what can happen is if we say in any situation, this is what I think, so I'm going to do that. Or this is my will. This is what I choose to do. And nobody can talk me out of it, so I'm going to do that. Or this makes me really mad, and so I'm not going to stand for that. And we go that way. So, I'm not saying that's evil. What I'm saying is those sets of choices are not seeking first the kingdom of God. As justified as we might feel in making those choices, they're not the ones that lead us in the path that Jesus is saying to seek first. So what we do is we seek ways for our communion with God to be increased. We seek ways for the Spirit of God to inform our conscience, and we seek ways for the wisdom of God to be directing us in the things that God is directing us in. So let's see how that looks. And this verse that Jesus brings us, this saying of Jesus, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So as I mentioned, we're made up of the three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And our relationship with God will touch three areas of our life. That's in our spirit, as I mentioned. The capacity for communion with God, your conscience, and your wisdom. And then in your soul, our desire to do well will touch three areas of our lives, which are our intellect, our emotions, and our will. So I'm just repeating that so that we get it. It helps me to repeat it too. Our free will response to God has to do with this. Will we choose to be led by our soul or by our spirit? Which one will we lead out with in any given situation? If we're led by our soul, we're led by our intellect, our emotions, or our will. If we're led by our spirit, we are led by our communion with God, our conscience, or our wisdom. And so it's which one? Which one do we want? That's up to us. The situation will always be there. Things will go up and down. Things will happen or not happen or whatever it may be. But the choice to be led by our soul or our spirit is up to us. So the challenge, of course, is to choose to be led through our spirit instead of our soul. The best way to have us led by our spirit is to seek first the kingdom of God. And all the things we've looked at over the past weeks are the things that help us to seek first the kingdom of God. You know, those daily rhythms that we've talked about. Taking those moments each day to ask God, what do you want to tell me about me in this situation? And we've seen that's a very different question from what do you want to tell me about how I can win, how I can get where I want to be here, how can you tell me what to do? Taking in something of the Bible each day, even if it's just a half a verse, taking it in so it starts forming who you are, forming the manner and pattern of your heart. Worshiping God just to worship God wherever you are, even if you can't do it very well openly, just telling God, well, you are excellent. You are marvelous. Just right where you are. Things like that. Calling or seeing someone just because you felt the prompt of the Spirit of God to do it. Those kinds of things that we've talked about over the weeks. Keeping that weekly discipline of coming to the Lord's table as Jesus asked us to. All of this and more keeps us in the place of having our lives led through our spirit instead of our soul. And some results. Our character becomes more like the character of Jesus when we are having our spirits as our filter. And that's the main thing God is working on, transforming us into the likeness of Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, I've mentioned to you from time to time over the years, we do not know what we will become, but we know this. We shall be like him. Revelation 19. There's the Apostle John, who's been walking all around heaven for 18 chapters, seen myriads of angels, all kinds of things that we can't even imagine. And up comes somebody who the Bible says, some English translations say an angel, some say a messenger. And this being comes up, and John, the Apostle John, wants to worship that person. Remember, myriads and myriads of angels, and never once was John tempted to worship any of those angels. Here comes this one, and right away he wants to worship. And the person says, no, I'm a believer who has gone before. In other words, this is a person who's died and is now in the presence of Jesus, a Christian. And they had become so much like Jesus, transformed so much into the likeness of Christ, that the Apostle John, who had walked with Jesus for 3 years, mistook that one for Jesus. That's where you and I are going. That's what God is working within us, that we be transformed into the likeness of Christ. That's what happens when we choose to be led by our spirit in any situation. We become more and more like Jesus in that way. When we choose to be led by our soul, we do not become more and more like Jesus. No, God will keep working on that within us, and he won't kick us out of the kingdom of heaven, and you still have the love of God totally, and God will always be connecting with you. But the transformation is not going as God desires for it to go. And that's why we want to do this sort of thing. You know, we can have great intellectual abilities and knowledge, maybe do several things at once, maybe not, but maybe you can. But without character, without our characters becoming like the character of Jesus, those gifts will not be able to produce the fruit that gives glory to God. They'll produce something else. Sometimes what happens with us is that we get into a situation, conflict, difficulty, frustration, or even really excellent, wonderful things. And what God is directly saying to us is, would you like to become more like me in this situation? And we've been praying that very prayer, God, let me be more like you. Jesus, let me be more like you. And the answer can come that way. And the answer can come when God gives us the ability to choose to be led by our spirit. Where in any situation, we step back and we just listen. We wait on the presence of God. We wait on what God might give to us. Remember, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and will rise up on wings as eagles. That's part of being led by your spirit. That's one of the results of that. Where we might ask God, we say to God, you know, I don't know about this. Let me see in my conscience through your eyes what's going on. And that's what you do. Or you can say to God, you know, I'm in this situation. I've been in it, I don't know, maybe thousands of times before. Each time it's hit the frustration button so badly, I can barely get out of it. I know things to do. I've done things in the past. I've studied it. I've read books. I've talked to people. I've watched TED Talks, all kinds of things. I have all kinds of knowledge about this. How do you want me to apply what I know? The minute you ask God that, you've gone from being led by your soul to being led by your spirit. It's your communion with God, your conscience, and your wisdom, where you're always leaning into God, seeing what's what. How do you want me to proceed here, Lord, in the way that's pleasing to you, where I become more like you? And the reason that that is our goal, to become more like Jesus, is because that's God's goal for us, to be transformed into the likeness of Christ. How does that work, like in your life? And it's time to take an honest look in the mirror. I need to do it. We all need to do it. Doing it regularly is a really good idea, where we say, do I want to depend on my own will, my own intellect, and my own emotional reactions? Or do I want to depend on this relationship with God and the way the Spirit is forming my conscience, and how God is directing me to apply the things I know so that I'd be filled with that wisdom? Now, a lot of times, for me, I'm choosing the first. You know, I know things. I didn't like that. That was wrong. That never should have happened. Who thought of that? What's going on with this? You're probably familiar with all those sense of responses. And then the Spirit of God will remind me in one way or another, that's the path of the soul. Let's try the path of the Spirit. And maybe things don't work out the way I wanted in the beginning, but I've become a little bit more like Jesus because of what God has provided. So my question, as is often my question, what is the Spirit of God saying to you right now about that? What is the Spirit of God saying to you right now about being led through your Spirit? Let's just stand, have a moment of silence. Lord Jesus, may we be like you. Guide us in the ways of being led through our Spirit so that we may be like you. We ask that the things we don't know today about how that works, you would show us so that we might be like you. We ask that in all the things of our life, we may become like you. For the glory of your name. Amen.